Hello again. Hello. Welcome back to Green Box Gaming Plays Reverberations with John and friends. And we have more friends today. We have Joe.
Well,
just one.
He's a friend.
I'm a friend.
It speaks.
Oh, hello.
Oh, there's a Brad. No, yeah. It's not going to pick up on the microphones. Jesus, this is an enthusiastic bunch. Hi, Brad.
Hello. Thanks for including me, finally.
You were always included. Don't you do that.
He's been begging.
Yeah, and now finally let me on. Thanks. Yeah.
Like, it was embarrassing to see him stoop down to that level.
Literally stoop onto his knees.
Yeah. The crying got me, and then we're like, all right, fine, he can join. But we're here with Joe. Hi, Joe.
Hey, it's Joe.
Hi, Brad. You said
Hey again.
Yeah, and then Days. Sorry, it's just you have to sound off. Hi, Days.
It's afternoon and I'm doing the clown.
It's afternoon and I'm doing the clown.
But Joe, you guys doing all right?
God.
Yeah. I'm doing great.
Sweet.
Beautiful weather outside. How's the weather in Washington?
That weather, man.
It actually is a gorgeous day. Like, the last 2 days have been very sunny. And then it's going to rain for another 3 weeks.
Oh, good.
Which is...
But you're into that.
But I'm into that. But, you know, at the same time, when it is so kind of gray all the time, it does make me appreciate it a little more, you know, when it is sunny.
Oh, he's warming up in his old age. He's softening. You big old softy.
I feel like I'm weakening.
You big old flaccid softy.
It's the irony.
I'm getting more.
There's
flaccid.
No in between.
The irony in this whole thing happening is that it only started because Brad was heading to New Orleans, and
that's
I just got back from New Orleans last night.
Oh, yeah.
Did you?
I did.
Oh wow, so poetic.
Nice little bookend.
Full circle.
Is this the final session?
Ever.
It depends on...
on us.
So this potentially could be the last session?
Depends on the survivors. I don't know.
I
don't like that word.
How many people do you need for the game to continue?
Yeah. Well, how was New Orleans? Did you get a taste of some regional U.S. flavor?
I have eaten so much Creole food. It's just salt and it's fucking amazing. I really loved it. It was beautiful.
Salt
and
spice,
the music,
man,
in that city is phenomenal. So
yeah,
fucking loved it. There's something special. It was funny because I was talking to people and they're like, yeah, you know, usually people, they either really get it or they just don't. And I think the moment that I got it was I was walking down, I think it was Frenchman Street, and there were just all the jazz clubs, and it literally felt like those paintings where the music notes are kind of floating out of rooms.
That's what I
felt like in real life. It was magical.
Felt like a 90s McDonald's coffee section painting, wall painting.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
I can picture exactly what you're talking about.
Right, that's my childhood. I think people get caught up in, like, if they're not there. I think some folks kind of resent the party atmosphere that parts of New Orleans has, but it's not everything. Like, you can find, if you're into that, you can have that. But if you're not into that, like, there is other stuff.
Go to City Park.
There's
the
ghosts.
Statue Garden.
Dude, there's ghosts. There's so many ghosts.
Ghosts, bro.
Such fun.
Yeah. Yeah, just nothing like having a beignet. Having some étouffée.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, speaking of Cajun cuisine, I learned a fact this week while I was mindlessly blowing through podcasts at work that blew my mind. Did you know that when you eat raw oysters, they are alive?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Are they? Cool. They're still technically alive?
Yeah, 100%. Apparently, they don't process pain in the same way that we do, but you are literally chewing them to death.
Nice.
I mean,
like when they're shucked and put on ice, they're alive. Blew my mind. I don't know if I can. This completely changes the experience for me. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
a lot of like sea creatures, like even fish, don't process pain the same way. Like, it's not like how we experience pain.
Do you think they process?
So you can eat a lot of seafood alive and not feel bad.
wait a second. I think that's a leap. It's like, you can eat them and not feel bad.
What about, where do you draw the line? What about a really intelligent species like octopus? Eating octopi, squids, a thing.
Nope. No, I wouldn't do it live. For me. I wouldn't
do you not eat them cooked?
I used to.
Used to what?
I used to eat cooked octopus, but then I watched my octopus teacher.
You monster.
They're delicious, but
they're so terrible. Good.
Do octopus feel pain?
Well, I mean, like, they have to, right? Well, like, there was I love calamari so much.
First search is feel pain when boiled.
No. That's someone who's trying to, they're trying to sleep at night, but they're also really, really like eating octopus. I don't know, like, does that change things? Like, eating something alive versus eating it? I mean, because it's got to be killed, right? Yeah. Like, is the process of killing it when it happens in your mouth different than when it happens somewhere else?
It totally is, and I don't know why. Like, I get what you're saying logically.
It's the horror. You have to empathize with this thing that you're eating, knowing that it's being eaten, and then imagine yourself getting eaten, and that somehow, for me, makes me lose my appetite.
Well, I guess it's like, what about if you killed something outside your body and ate it? You know, but like it's something about the act of actually eating it is killing it.
You should know.
I should know. I mean, it's part of why I quit hunting. I mean, it was just like, that's why I quit hunting people. Because I started to feel bad. I was like,
it'll catch up with you.
I was like, you know what, guys? I don't know if this is the right thing to do.
Too many ghosts.
If only other hunters had as much self-reflection as you, I think the world would be a better place.
Oh god, it reminds me of this is a weird turn. One of the first ever gifts that my wife gave me when we were dating was a book called Tender is the Flesh, which is a fiction novel about a world in which a disease that may or may not be real in the book basically kills all the animals in the world. So humans actually create this like caste class of humans for food and treat them like cattle. And then they have these hunting reserves where they hunt people. But one of the really crazy things about the reserve, the game reserve, I think is what they called it, was that say you're in like massive debt, like say you're in like, you know, you've got like $100,000 of debt, you can volunteer to be on the reserve and be hunted for like a week, and then they'll clear your debt.
Sign me up.
Oh my god. With risk of cannibalism at the end of it. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's the whole premise of not Hunger Games, but the Korean show that was really popular.
Yeah. Squid Games. Yeah.
Squid Games.
Yeah.
I was thinking that sounds... Go ahead.
A whole TV show just based off people's desperation in this hellscape of a dystopia that we are living in.
And then...
Where everybody is in massive amounts of debt.
Did you see that, like, John Legend's wife had, like, a Squid Game party, and it was like, the super rich person doing a, like... I was like,
no. Oh my god.
I'll need to look this up.
Always one. God, All right. Speaking of cannibalism, let's segue this shit.
Hey, it's a great segue into it's a good what we're segue. Talking about.
It's good enough. All right, let me try and give a little bit of a recap. You know that fun fact? This was done like 4 months ago. This was before the Christmas special. That's so right. Let's get up to speed a little bit. I'll try and keep it brief. I'm going to catch up with our two friends, Louis and Finnegan, who, through a whole lot of misadventures, found themselves on the tail of a drug called Reverb. They dug deeper and deeper, they went to a nightclub, they found the drug, they managed to fumble analyzing the drug, they got some kind of progress, they got into a piñata box of plot devices to find out more things. If you want to hear more The good summary from episode 3 was kind of there. But let's pick up at where they started doing a Google search for the Chow Chow or the Shua Shua. They discovered the racist study, the supposedly racist study that talked about the amity and norms of the Shua Shua. There's no word for I love you. The closest is to say I respect your deference to me. The study talked about cannibalism, incest, other taboos, and favorite slaves was mentioned as well. And they kind of thought that kindness is a bit of a perversion, kind of like an interest. And in addition to this, they found an interview from the head of the Shua Shua, who was irate about this study. They visited the original scene of the disturbance. They found this totally splintered and broken place, but no clear way of seeing any tools or anything that caused this kind of devastation. After some very terrible rolls, Louis found himself smashing his hand through the wall to meet David's mother, the victim's mother, Gertrude Smith, who became very, very friendly. She cooked up a couple of gins, propositioned you both to partake of the gin and other things. And enough so that big, scary Louis, who's had some life experience, he got scared. I mean, big Louis got scared and needed Finnegan to come in. But eventually they got out without breaking eye contact, walked out of the door backwards to get away from this really uncomfortable situation. Through that, though, you did learn about Sally at that stage. It was just Sally who hangs out on Argyle Street. You chased this lead down. In the words of Finnegan, when in doubt, noodle out. So you went to go find some noodles in Argyle Street. It turns out it was pretty wholesome, all in all. You went into a restaurant. You met good old Shay Tui. You ate some pork punzao. But he turned out to be a super friendly, inquisitive restaurant owner. Everything seems just fine there. You also explored the tea shop. You found a beautiful painting on the wall, bizarre portrait of the Shukoran on the wall, holding a black lotus, which you later discovered was liao, a ceremonial flower that seems to have been misused, and it's not approved of, this misuse. It seems like through misuse, it becomes very, very dangerous. And you did note that the shaman do these what are very sacred ceremonies on very flat surfaces. Next episode, you both got some juice from a really good heart-to-heart, talking about your past, talking about this fractured thing, and you also forgot to use that juice later on when you were trying to break into a tea shop, and I rubbed it in your face, and it was excellent.
Yeah, you did.
It's satisfying. Best part of my career so far. You picked up a flyer of the Shukoran with a time and a date for some kind of a meeting tomorrow evening. You had to go back to Shay to find out what this flyer meant. And he mentioned something about hungry spirits, which seemed very ominous. But to Louis just went home, did some exercises, and to quote him, he said, "Ain't no ghosts, I'll shoot a ghost in the face." To try and reckon with this very scary shit that he can't quite reconcile. But you find yourselves going back to the club, scared the shit out of a drug dealer, tried to chase him down, but he outran you. You old folk, you old fucking cringe folk. You're too cringe to catch him, but so he did tell you that Hi Sally was out at the station trying to get her boys out. Then in the last scene, you guys decided to stake out the grocery store, which seemed to be hosting the cult, or supposed cult, meeting. You saw a Dr. Bian coming in and leaving that area, and I'll break and enter... expert tries to break and enter the tea shop. It makes a very, very loud noise, and scurries away back to the car after that. And that's kind of where we find ourselves at the moment.
I believe the comment was made by Dace that may go down in our podcast history as the worst series of rolls that we've ever
it
had.
It was
truly epic in the worst way. Couple of questions. The last doctor that you mentioned, Dr. Bian? How do you spell that?
B-I-A-N.
Okay. Dr. Bian. And what was the name of the flower that's used in these ceremonies?
Liao.
Yeah. Yeah, good enough.
Liao. We're... pretty sure at this point that that flower is processed to make reverb, right?
It's our it's a strong hypothesis, I think. That doctor, Dr. Beyond, like, was that someone we had known from before? Or was that the community? Was like the woman who was on the interview who was like the head of the community?
Yes.
Okay.
She was associated to that woman. Yeah.
Okay.
You would have seen that in the interview, but it's strange because if only you had other doctors, that's what I would.
If only. I'd really wish. Well, we've got a times two doctor already, but you're saying that we should have another one.
No, he's overqualified so for the job.
So on that note,
too many credentials.
You guys find yourselves in the car.
Yeah.
After, I think Finnegan looks at Louis and says, "What the fuck was that?" And Louis, sometimes it happens, man. Sometimes it just happens. And at this point, you see another doctor walking out of the shop.
Coming out of the grocery store where the cultists meeting.
Where the cultists were meeting. He's a big guy. He's a pretty big guy. He's got jowls. Some listeners might recognize him, but let's not get into that just yet. But this doctor, he walks over. It's almost like he's kind of trying to exit, and he saw that the tea shop owner was out, and she's very alert because she knows that, there's a loud noise, things are happening. He walks out of the shop, and he just beelines for the car. And he comes up to the window, he raps on the window, and it is none other than Walter W. Williams. Walter found himself here. He is. He was told to get to this meeting because something was happening. But he was also told that some other agents would be regrouping with him at a later stage. But it seems like he just kind of fell face first into meeting you. He just kind of knew that these two suspicious people. This clearly isn't his first rodeo. But these two suspicious people outside, he just makes a beeline. And he actually knocks on the door.
What?
Knock, knock, knock.
What Finnegan is, what lowers is the window like just a fraction little bit. Of an inch.
Louis is hand on pistol underneath his jacket.
Shortest new character entry ever. Bam, bam, bam. And Brad's out the game.
Hello, gentlemen. It's Walter W. Williams.
We don't want
just
any.
For the record, I do not have jowls. That was another character. But how are you doing, fellas?
Seems like a strange thing to say. Nobody accuses you of having jowls, Mike.
I'm just getting self-conscious in my old days.
Louis turns off the safe on his pistol.
Finnegan holds up his hand. One. Two.
So at which stage Walter like no, don't worry.
What does this guy look like? What does Walter look like?
Oh, you're asking. He's like a older silver fox gentleman.
Okay,
suave.
So this area we're in, like we're kind of like in the Southeast Asian district. Like, does Walter stand out in the same way we are in that none of us are from Southeast Asia?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Have we been made aware by Delta Green that we're expecting anybody?
No.
Not looking good for old Walt.
So, to be fair, Walt, I don't even know what I'm doing here. I just noticed that we all look different than the surrounding population. So I thought I'd say hello.
Old-fashioned racism.
So Walter knows to like de-escalate any situation, even though it might be a little bit hairy, and he would mention, with this little crack in the window, that he was sent by the program to help out.
Okay.
Do you let him into the car?
Wheezy credentials? Wheezy card?
Because everyone knows Delta Green issues a card to everyone.
Well, I just got into town. I do a card, I have nothing to show you. You just have to trust me. And could I at least get you?
That was a trick question. That was the wrong
answer.
Yeah,
it's right. There's no cards. So Louis is going to say, he's going to click the unlock button on the car. And he says, hey, get in. And Walter Louis gets in. Well, is, I guess, would Louis let Finnegan drive his car? I really don't know if he would.
Well, technically I never really got my license, but a lot of practice.
Louis's gonna pull, is it like as soon as you get in, Louis pulls out and I believe it was raining. So like we're like it's late at night, we're driving in the rain. Louis reaches in, pulls out his Glock, hands it to Finnegan, and says, hold it on him. And he wants Finnegan to basically hold Walter at gunpoint.
Yeah, Finnegan reaches out to grab the Glock and, like, fumbles it and catches it.
It lands in Walter's lap.
Oh, a gun. I can't use this.
You dropped this. And all.
To be frank, fellas, I didn't want to say too much when I was outside of the car, but I have been sent by the organization to investigate this Reverb drug. They informed me that there was one doctor on the case, but they thought two would be even better. So here I am.
Finnegan narrows his eyes deeply.
Is this the show?
That now he's
his eyes go cold, dead like a shark's eyes.
No need to get angry. We all have our expertise. Some more important than others, but
wow. Oh, so let's just, so what are Walter's expertise? Could you give us a
this
brief
is the
reminder?
Most seamless character integration I've ever seen.
Are they asking for my expertise or?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, how many degrees do you have, Walter?
Well, I graduated from Cambridge, top of my class, and I come
sounds
from
impressive.
A... Oh, yes, but you wouldn't think of it if you talked to my parents. I come from a long line of politicians and research doctorates, so you could imagine their disappointment when I wanted to join NASA to become an astronaut and doctor.
Oh, man, I mean, that sounds pretty cool, Finnegan. You're not in NASA,
just like
are you?
This... artificial grin plastered on Finnegan's face, and he just like he's smiling a little bit too hard and like nodding. Not
so all this to say, I know I have my fair share of not stepping up to the challenge presented to us, but we all have to make do with the skills we have. So
with the limited skill set of a NASA medical doctor.
And he's been to space.
That's right, you've literally been to space.
He's literally been to space. And we're meeting up with Walter after, I think, after that whole incident happened and in his kind of post-finding himself state.
Yeah.
Stage.
Oh,
where
yeah.
He wanted to impress Chief Gran Hombre.
That's right.
Right.
He's pretty much driven by impressing people, but yeah, he's now got an acquaintance with Chief Gran Hombre, and he's taken up bird watching after getting some new mental illnesses and some slight.
Yeah.
He's a little prone to fugue states now and then.
Well, I try not to think about that too much. Going
that's
forward,
exactly
all that,
what a fugue state is. Yes.
To be frank, I would like to get done with this nasty business, because have you two been on a organization
oh yeah, loads.
It's my first one.
Who need to count?
Well, Louis, I believe it was. Let me just say it never turns out too well, so I would like to get done with this as quickly as possible and return to Burma to Grand Hombre so we can continue
Burma.
Meditating.
Okay.
The hell is Grand Hombre?
Well, you might know it as Myanmar, but it will always be Burma in my heart.
you're calling it an antiquated name.
Are you going to stop by Czechoslovakia on the way to Burma?
Louis is just looking in the rearview mirror just with this puzzled look. He's like, and he just kind of turns his head a bit. He's like, can you please call fucking Foyle? he turns to Finnegan. Could you please call Foyle and ask him, do we kill this guy?
You probably should have started with that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. gets out his phone.
Dipshits, what's up?
Fuck.
Oh, God, I forgot that.
So, we, Foyle, question for you. Did you send another agent on our case without making the barest mention of it to us whatsoever?
Yes. Yes,
you did. You did. Yes, yes, yes. He's in the car. I've got a pistol pointed at his head.
Oh, fantastic. Well, don't shoot him. He's there to help.
Well, remains to be seen, doesn't it?
Hey, Foyle. Foyle, it's Louis. You're on speakerphone. Don't say anything.
You're on speakerphone.
That you wouldn't want someone else to hear.
Walter! Walter! These guys.
Hello.
Bunch of dipshits.
Foyle, old buddy, old pal. Ha ha ha.
At this point, Walter's just like jumping. He doesn't know Foyle. He doesn't know the word Foyle or the agent. Right, like, Foyle's a name that he gave these two assholes when Louis got angry.
Oh, Foyle is like, the name for name? Louis and.
No. Foyle's the name of our handler. He's like, it's like his fake name.
It's his fake name because he kind of insulted totally these guys. And then Louis got angry. He's like, "What's your name?" And there's just like a scrunching of Foyle on the desk. He's like, "Foyle."
Gotcha.
But yeah, no, he's there to help. I thought that you could use some expertise beyond actual.
Hey,
I guess.
Foyle. Yeah. Foyle. One question. And look, man, I know our relationship hadn't always been the best, but I need you to shoot straight with me here, okay?
Always.
Did you specifically choose this guy because you thought his skill set would be useful, or is it because he was the only one available?
Look. Louis.
Shoot straight with me.
You were asking for some big guns. You were asking for some silencers.
Yep.
You were asking for some, like, radio equipment.
You've only got one of those things.
You got one of them, but I just sent you a big gun, my man. I sent you the biggest gun I know.
One of the
Do
first.
You know where this guy's been? He's been to space.
One of the Wish first things he been... fucking said is that he cannot hurt anyone because of the Hippocratic Oath. So, forgive me if I am concerned.
It's figurative.
If I may jump in, first of all, I've never shown you my gun, so you have no business talking about how big it is.
Yeah.
Second of all, I have different skill set. Yes, we need a crude tool like a gun every now and then, but this is a case for brain power, mind power, and that's what I bring to the table.
Exactly. Does everybody notice the silence in the car? This is the man for the job. Mm. All right.
All right.
Bone me if you need something.
All right. Well, Foyle, don't go. Don't go, Foyle.
What? What do you need? I'm busy eating.
Foyle, guns. Guns, Foyle!
Guns. Alright, I'll see what I can do. I'll see which dice roll will get you guns.
It's bureaucracy.
And I'll phone you back. It's not bureaucracy. I'll phone you back.
Alright.
He did say he'll try and get you some guns tonight.
Okay. Alright, I love you.
Yeah.
So is there a lack of... I just want to get the situation... is this the only gun we have, Louis?
I've got this one. We got some stuff in the trunk for Molotovs. I've got my baseball bat.
I've got a thermos full of nightshade.
Wow.
Yeah, so we have that. Do you... by happenstance, Walter, is it... or Walt?
Well, please call me Doctor.
All right, Walt. You didn't happen to come from a different operation where you brought your character sheet over and it still has a bunch of equipment on it, right?
Oh, let me check. Let's see.
You absolute shit.
I mean, I feel like if it hasn't been addressed, then you probably still have it.
Well, I do have this. As I said,
hazmat suit.
I've just gotten to town, and I was given this duffel bag that I'm carrying with me. Let me see what's in it.
You were given a container at the airport by a stranger, and you did not look in it.
That's probably how the program would roll. Yeah, yeah. Louis, give me an intelligence roll quickly.
Okay. Let's see. Let's do the old Louis intelligence roll. Louis is...
Or something analogous to investigation.
I do have some Narcan. That's something I actually have.
You do, yeah.
You do. So I have, like, would you say, like, an alertness? Perhaps a criminology?
No. Sure. Actually, that's fine. All yes, right. Go for it.
You know I love using my overpowered skills.
And failing at them.
And failing at them with a 98 over 60 fucking 2. All right.
The streak continues.
I have... nothing to add.
Brilliant.
Continue.
Lucky Louie.
Oh, lucky Louie.
So what Walter has in his duffel bag that he just opened up is like agency badge, an identification card, a medium pistol, a shotgun, an encrypted laptop with access to agency networks, a first aid kit, and a portable fire extinguisher.
You have... Did you just say you have a fucking shotgun?
Well, yes, I believe that's what you call this longer pistol. And he hands it to a Louis.
I'm driving. Louis is driving, and you hand him a shotgun.
Here, hey, look at it.
Whoa.
Put it down.
We're like at a red light, like next to a car.
So maybe this will help you out, Louis. I do want to get out on the right foot, and maybe this will... I offer you this shotgun with 40 slugs as a peace offering.
Okay, maybe this isn't a complete fucking write off. All right. Let's go back to
Dace, give me a quick intelligence.
Okay.
I've got some things I need to we need to discuss, get you up to date here, Walt. But let's I've got a room above the deli. You guys can crash on the floor if you want, or you can go back to your place. I mean, apparently Finnegan doesn't drive.
All right.
That's a success on the intelligence.
Finnegan realizes he should probably ask Walter what the hell he was doing in the meeting that you guys were staking out.
Oh yeah, he was in the grocery store where the cultist
meeting. He literally walked out
the
grocery store, yeah. Yeah.
And this is where the meeting, what was the meeting? This was like where the drug medium, like a bunch of drug dealers are meeting?
So this is where some kind of a cult meeting was happening. These guys found a flyer on the floor with the deity, this elephant god holding a black lotus. This flyer was in the gutters, and it had a date and a time, and you were sent to this meeting. So Walter was sent to this meeting as part of the program because they were obviously keeping track of what this was. And Walter will tell you that he was sent by the program to go and attend this meeting with a director, Trun Buk Bian, a Dr. Bian to you guys, who is a retired physician in her 60s, born in Vietnam, and gained American citizenship after a family fled for the US. And the weird tie that you might remember from the beginning, the flyer on the back of the flyer in the beginning was that the Chochos are corrupted people, they should not be trusted. So it makes sense that the program is keeping tabs, and they sent Walter to go and check in on what seems to be a CAA founder, this Dr. Bian. And the CAA is the Schwa American Advocacy Alliance. So this is some kind of formal organization of the Schwa Schwas, which is this very niche group of people hanging out with a bit of a sketchy background. So Walter's just come from that meeting. What he would have experienced at this meeting is just pretty candid, honestly, a little bit of a candid thing. They were inviting foreigners in. They obviously had expertise. It was open to the public. You guys probably could have walked in, but you would have been recognized. But Walter got to grips with a little bit of the Advocacy Alliance's inner workings, and he did meet this Dr. Bian, who seems to be very just hospitable and canny. Did get a business card from her as well.
Okay, Walter says all this to them. And then, frankly, I didn't see anything to be too concerned about. What exactly brought you to the lead of this Dr. Bian?
You want to take that, Finnegan, or...?
We were looking for some noodles, and... I honestly don't even know how to begin to answer that question.
All right. So we're driving to the deli. It's like, all right, well, here's a deal. We got put on this reverb thing. Something about this reverb. The program said that it was unnatural. He started us out in this club. We kind of followed some leads, and we were given this. Hey, give him that flyer. Show him the flyer. And it's a flyer for Studio Overground, which was the club that has that note on the background. The Chocho or the Shwashwa are a corrupted people. We did some digging. See, the problem is the people have been using this reverb. They've been fucking exploding and disappearing. Okay? We got a sample, took it to the lab. They couldn't figure out what it was. We were able to track these Chochos.
To be clear. What? Finnegan fucked up the sample.
Yeah, which is why we couldn't figure it out.
Wasn't clear, yeah. In the spinny machine.
In the spinny machine.
It was definitely the lab tech. Finnegan had no fault in
it. Don't
that.
You blame Bobby. Don't you blame Bobby.
But basically, we ended up down on Argyle Street, which is the Southeast Asian quarter here in Chicago. These Chochos, these Shwashwa, we get this idea. They basically told us. They told us that they got this sacred flower, this liao, this black lotus thing. They say that it if it's misused, it'll make you crazy, make you lose your mind. And they basically warned us to not go after it. They said that only the shaman can use it correctly and all this shit. And they basically, again, like, it wasn't, I wouldn't say it was a threat, but it was definitely a warning. They don't.
And you believe this flower might be mixed into this peel that is
the reverb, yeah. And but the thing is this. We know that some of the people here in this area, in this part of the, and again, these Shwashwa, they've got this history. I mean, we don't know if it's like racist or if it's true. Like, there's this study by this professor lady said that they're cannibals, like they believe in, you know, they're enslaving each other, and they don't believe in kindness or love, like everything's just about dominance. But I don't know, but the only other, so basically we've got a pretty good idea, and we were told that this cult, which by the way apparently messes with something called Hungry Ghost, alright, we were told this cult meets in this grocery store over here, in the Shwashwa grocery store. And the only other, I think, lead we currently have, which is Finnegan, something I was thinking about, is Sally. We've heard Sally from two different people. We've heard Sally from the mother of one of these people who blew up, and also from a drug dealer near the club. Last thing we heard about Sally is that she was apparently at the police department, like, picking up some of her boys or something like that. Wasn't really clear.
Picking up her boys.
Yeah, so...
Brad, quickly, give me a history roll. I know it's super low. I want to see if Walter will know anything about the Shwashwa.
Okay.
Yeah, what'd you see from space?
hold up. Reverberations.
Failure. 56.
Okay.
Okay.
But I do want to roll a hum int on this doctor giving, now that Luis said all this information, mm-hmm. just thinking back to what he experienced in the meeting to see if, in fact, failure. Well.
If, in fact.
If, in fact, there is something suspicious about her other than the surface level of seemed like a normal meeting, advocacy meeting. So I guess, but he didn't derive anything else because it was a failure from that.
Yeah.
Well,
the only thing he'll also remember from the history is that he will, I think memes were around. Yeah, memes were around. He'll remember some memes about like the Shwashwa and that they had I think it was like a meme with like cats pouncing on a poor little rat, and then like just violence ensues. It's like schwa schwas, ambush masters.
It's sneaky.
You'll remember that.
Well, Louis, you're not going to believe this, but that's not the craziest thing I've ever heard. By the way, it reminds me of this meme. Take a look.
All right. Can we have made it to a safe place to sit and talk at this point?
Yeah. I think this whole time while you're driving around, there's no problems from the club, from the tea shop.
And who's Sally?
Pretty much driving around, getting acquainted.
Who's
Sally? Is
I think she's a drug dealer. Hi, Sally. Or something. Yeah.
Seems to be a drug dealer.
And she's been visiting
she's
the
down
police
at
station.
The police station.
Last thought thing we.
She's
heard,
trying to get some of her dealers out.
Oh, but, okay.
Do we have like, do we have fake FBI credentials like usual?
I could say yes. Yeah.
I guess we can walk in.
Give us some leverage at the police station.
If
you also do get a text from Foyle, and he just says, no dice on the guns. Sorry.
I sent him a frowny face back.
He sends you a middle finger.
Louis fumes. He fumes silently. You don't.
This crew is just so.
Hey, Walt, you don't happen to know. You don't happen to know where this guy is. Like, who our handler is. Have you met him?
Oh, just,
give me a roll.
Just give you a roll.
Pass this roll.
Yeah.
Pass this roll.
I want a minus 20 on. Give me a minus 20 on search.
Okay.
Please get this.
Fumble.
Oh my god.
He gives us the wrong name.
Louis is gonna assassinate some random dude.
So yeah, Walt's gonna be like, yeah, I remember this guy. He's back in the I remember he was at the drive-thru. And he's going to give you the name of a guy at the drive-thru.
I believe he moonlights at this drive-thru when he's not...
What? Okay. Noted. Know what I'm doing this weekend.
Louis? What are you thinking, Louis? You got that weird look in your eyes.
Louis does a U-turn straight for the drive-thru. No.
So we're going to the police station to see Sally?
We don't gotta go right now. I mean, I've got a place we can kind of rest up for the night. I mean, it is the middle of the fucking night.
Mm.
I don't know. Like, what do you guys think?
That sounds good.
I mean, that sounds good to me. Louis, you wouldn't happen to have any... I don't want to assume, but to be frank, you don't look like a doctor, which means you probably have some street smarts. Do you know of any of your friends that would have met Sally or have any connection to this drug empire?
That is very presumptuous of you. And
except it's also totally accurate.
And I am going... to step outside and have a cigarette, and I'm going to make a phone call.
Look, between you and me, Walt, you really don't want to piss this guy off. You see, he's got this list, and you do not want your name to be on this list.
I wasn't.
So one of the things that... So Louis had attempted to reach out to his... contacts in the Martinelli.
You want
to
try
the Martinelli family, and little Louis, who is a different Louis, you know, but he has an adjective attached to his name, and that's how we differentiate between each other.
He did give you Hi Sally.
He did mention Hi Sally, so I'm wondering if he has a line.
Is her nickname?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, because there's several Sallys. She's Hi Sally.
Okay.
So, of course. So, like, do you want me to re-roll that?
Yeah, let's reroll.
Okay, let's see.
Louis, what's up?
Okay, I'm going to roll my criminology roll. Let's see what happens. That is a fumble. That is a fucking 77 over 62. What is happening?
All right.
Did you use your juice last session?
No, you still got juice.
I will. No, I'm not going to ask. I'm not going to ask for a post-hoc.
Well,
no, you get juice usage before, I think. That's the rule.
It sounds like we'll be able to find Sally if we need to. I mean, she's at the police station now. Maybe she comes there regularly to check on the dealers or something like that.
I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Let me...
Look, little Louis, in this particular case, little Louis is probably going to direct you... He's pretty much going to tell you, yeah, no, she's crazy. She's beautiful, but she's a little crazy. And I know that she's been dealing with a couple of guys. You might want to check out, you know what? Why don't you check out that club? That's what he'll tell you.
Thanks, little Louis. Louis will reach into his pocket and pull out a very small, one of those small spiral bound notebooks, like one of the ones that flips vertically, and will add little Louis to a list and will close it and stick it back in his back pocket. Thanks.
Sounds like Louis needs some sleep.
Yeah.
So
we go in the back. We go in the back door of the deli, and there's like a little stairwell that goes up, and there's like just like a little kind of like probably only has like a couch in it. And Louis says, "Couch is mine."
Did a pull out couch or just a regular?
It's like a futon.
So, no.
I mean, you mind being a little spoon? Like, what's... How are we gonna do this?
I'll take the floor.
Walter cool. sits on the floor, Indian style.
And on a goes rug. And meditates.
And rests. Okay.
And powers off.
I do appreciate you trying your contacts, Louis. This case is gonna... Oh, you're gonna go.
That's fine.
This case might be harder than I suspected. I thought I'd be done by lunchtime and back in Burma. But, I'm just wondering, what's the next plan of action? Have you gotten a hold of the sample, and have you analyzed the sample of the drug yet?
The sample's gone. It got used up.
We're very sure this flower is used in the process, but we don't.
Relatively sure. I mean,
yeah. Here's the thing. If we find this, if we find Sally, find High Sally, if she's she's a part of this. I mean, she's a drug dealer. I mean, she's probably got some on her. You know. I think she's about the best lead. You know. Problem is, Walt. Like, even us going down the Argyle Street. I mean, they know me and Finnegan. But you know, they don't really know. They know you, but they don't associate you with us. So, but I say we kind of beat down Sally and kind of do the legwork on that.
So the main objective is to find the source. Not necessarily what's in the drug, but...
The mission is to figure out if Reverb has unnatural properties. If it does, and I think we've pretty much agreed that Finnegan, you agree that's something we're going on.
Definitely, yeah.
Hungry,
she's not right.
Hungry ghost and whatnot.
Right.
So we already figured that out, but the other part of the mission is to stop it. Is to stop it being produced or whatever. And I don't know. I feel like Sally's probably our best thing right now. Well, we definitely are going to end up back on Argyle Street.
Have you witnessed someone disappearing after ingesting this substance?
We got some photos of the places, of like the apartments, or where places were, people where they were when they popped, in this file here we got from the DEA, and he'll share those with you. The big thing to note It's not like it was a gory explosion. It's like the whole place is just wrecked, like a tornado went through it, but it's like there ain't, wasn't like a guy with a hammer or a crowbar. It's like the whole place just got fucked all at once, and the people are gone. No trace, no blood. And oddly enough, we went to one of these places. Mm-hmm. All the electronics was gone too. I don't know if that means anything, but it's weird.
Yes, why don't you use your vast intellect to put the puzzle pieces together?
Yeah, what'd they tell you at NASA about this?
I was thinking so just the same thing, Finnegan. He rolls a science. He rolls a science after looking at the photo and gets a 58.
It's a success.
Under 7.
Jesus.
No, fair enough. That's awesome. No, I wanted that. So I don't remember. This was Black Sat, right?
Black Sat.
Walter was on Black Sat.
And the.
And Wormwood Arena.
Wormwood.
And Wormwood. Okay. But on Black Sat, just remind me, you guys were in space. You failed to help out one of your crew members after things were going horribly wrong on liftoff.
Chubby guy.
You didn't squat. You didn't do your squats.
Leg day, man.
The prior week, you weren't training in your NASA.
Frankly, it was out of my hands.
Somebody died on your watch.
Yeah, it's kind of your responsibility. But you got up.
You got up and you guys managed to navigate to the satellite, and I'm asking questions. This is not me narrating. I'm trying to remember.
We were trying to fix a satellite, if I remember correctly.
Something happened.
And then there was just like this vague shapes coming in and out of reality, and things got weird. And then it started coming closer towards the shuttle, and it like went through the shuttle. And I think Walter came in contact with it with maybe some other people, and it
it hurt you.
Yeah,
a lot.
Yeah, you guys were supposed to go up and take these two occultists basically to fix this satellite, and then this weird geometric creature came out of the satellite, and it killed the other occultist, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Like, it so liquefied it him.
Can I derive something? I remember something being mentioned of flat surfaces, which is flat is a...
I want to hang on this point. One sec, I'll come back to this. We'll come back to this. But those geometric... That geometric creature that you encountered up in space, like, looking at the photos or, I don't know, something sparks. This geometric creature, you have an inkling. This might be related.
Maybe if Finnegan describes, you know, the two people tripping out in the club, there's like visuals over them. Maybe if Finnegan describes that to Walt, does that ring any bells?
That definitely
That people who are high or who are imbibed in the substance, they seem to have this weird kind of sharp, jagged, again, like geometric distortion about them.
So on that note... Walt, can you roll for sanity, please?
Oh!
That is an unpleasant experience for you to remember this and to not be forced to confront that.
Success.
Maybe something is not great. And is
do I?
That space thing is now on Earth.
I don't do anything with a success, right?
Remind me, Joe. Sorry.
It depends on the sanity loss.
Successful sanity? I think it's just a one. You take
if he's just for a lot of stuff, if like I don't know, it depends on the situation. A lot of stuff, if you're just like remembering something, that'd probably be a zero one, like a one loss if you fail, and a zero if you don't. That's my inkling. But
okay, no, cool. Then I just wanted to check the rules. Then you don't lose anything.
Walter's like,
but yeah, it's not a nice experience.
You said something about shapes appearing over the head. This is gonna sound crazy, but last time I was in space, there was something similar.
The last time I was in space.
Just draw that. Last time I was in space.
That I remember about this. It was also an organization mission. I wonder if this being or thing has made its way to Earth.
Jesus, fucking space ghost? Not like that space ghost, but... like
coast to coast.
You love that show. It's
great,
but like I Jeez, like, what the hell, man? Like,
and let me tell you, that was some serious stuff. If we come, I would recommend not to come in contact with any of these shape ghost things.
Noted.
Physically.
What happened last time in Canada's being?
I don't want to think about it. I remember my hand being Walter's, tingly.
Yeah, Walter's hand got, like, really fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Does he have any scars?
Specifically.
I think it got, like, withered. Like, it was, like, and then we had talked about
get
Wormwood.
Get it recovered.
Yeah, that Wormwood Arena.
It was a serious injury.
It was, like, scarred up and stuff.
I don't normally show other people this, Finnegan. But you're a doctor. Maybe you can help. And he takes off his glove and shows his...
It's hideous.
Roll for sanity.
Finnegan barfs. Finnegan just keeps...
That's been my reaction, too.
Louis, put this pistol in his mouth.
God. I'm not that kind of doctor.
In all seriousness, is what might happen if you come in contact with this.
You know something that was... That reminds me of something that was mentioned by somebody. It might have been John. Who I don't know about because I'm Louis, but sure. You remember Tran, the tea shop owner, who told us about the Lotus. She said that these shamans, that they practice this thing, this ritual, in places of like flatness, flatness,
flat surfaces,
and like I'm wondering, God, I don't even know what to make of that. I gotta get some fucking sleep.
I mean, maybe it has something to do with geometry. Maybe instead of a people doctor, they should have sent us a mathematician doctor. He looks at Walt.
those aren't real doctors.
No.
All right. You guys probably wind down. You've checked your failures, so go ahead and update your sheets. And
well, of which there are many.
There are many.
Many failures.
Nice, though.
In theory, you should start to get better at rolling.
In theory.
Of course, I have not checked any of them.
You can just go back on the chat.
Yeah.
Match them up.
Don't mind me, I'll be quiet for 5 minutes.
Louis is okay, cool. As we get up in the morning, Louis is gonna, you know, like probably do some like push-ups or something in the morning to try to get his head right. He's gonna go downstairs and bring up some Rubens from the deli, and then it's, I guess,
would you say that his push-ups, they're a little... It's like his happy place.
Louis,
thing that he does,
I think,
to forget about.
Louis
ghosts.
Retreats into himself, and the way he does that is by engaging in the...
Louis ever done time?
No, Louis has been very, very good at avoiding that. He has this set of rules that he does to basically keep himself out of getting in trouble. He's like a... you know, the funny thing is, like, you probably, you know, if, you know, Louis, like, if he, like, takes his shirt off or something, like, if he's, like, gonna go, like, take a shower, he probably does have, like, a bunch of tats. Like, they're not prison tats, but, like, he's, you know, he's definitely got the look of someone who is a... not that everyone who has tattoos is a part of a criminal element, but, like, the nature of the tattoos is, like, very... It's got, like, a very much, like, a mob feel to them.
Swastikas.
No.
Eagles.
No. Like... but yeah, so
okay, so just give me a quick roll, give me a power roll. I want to figure out how, like,
let me tell you about Louis' power.
It's high.
Louis' power is 18.
It's high.
And
the description is indomitable. all right, give me that roll.
That is a 99. Over 90. Oh, that is a fumble.
This character is cursed.
Jesus.
You asked how he stayed out of jail, and at this point, I don't know.
Oh, God. This is a nightmare. I'm really trying. For Louis, His workouts are not a meditation.
God, not today.
It is not a restorative
Should
thing.
Should I do a sanity
it
check?
It's not a zone.
Off the back of that? It is a failure.
No, that's... Okay. No, that's fine. Don't worry.
Okay. All right.
Don't worry. Don't think too much All on right. it. Don't worry.
Louis, like, he's, okay. maybe, like, you know, we ran after that drug dealer yesterday, and he's, like, doing some burpees, and, like, his knee fucking hurts, and he just, like, gets really pissed off about it. You know, he's just, like...
He gets out his notebook, puts his knee on his list.
All right.
Right knee.
All right, we,
Okay. You guys, you wake up, I guess you get up together, you have your delicious treats morning, in the morning.
Jean rolls
outside the door. You open the door, and you get a little gift. It's a little gift, looks like it's wrapped up in foil.
Son of a bitch. I don't know, like, Louis, like, is gonna listen to it to see
and
if
it's got a
ticking.
Bow on it. Like a bright pink bow covered in foil.
Louis's gonna snatch it up. He's like, hey.
All right.
Hey, we got a care package from a guy.
So it's a beautiful bow. You kind of undo the bow, like, unwrap the foil, which makes a devastating amount of noise. And on the inside is a silencer. With a little note underneath in bright pink with little butterflies and everything else. Some kind of beautiful font set. It says, managed to get you this. If you need another, it's at the bottom. There's like a QR code.
Louis is going to scan the QR code.
It takes you to the link for how to make a silencer out of toilet paper.
Fantastic. Fucking foil. Hey,
but you do get a silencer.
Well, you got a piece, right?
Yes, right here. I would prefer not to use it, though.
Well, if you had to put a number between 1 and 100 on your proficiency with firearms, just ballpark it for me.
20.
Alright.
Oddly specific.
Well, what about you, Finnegan? What's your...
Sign. 20.
Alright, one of you...
Pretty much entry level.
Right, well, Walt, you hold on to this. You've get, put the silencer on. You just screw it on the end like this.
What isn't... Do you have one already or something?
Louis does.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, from last time. Louis has a science pistol. It's just handy to have. It's like, all right, are we going to the police station?
Sounds like a plan to me.
Okay. What is, what are you guys thinking in terms of, how's your approach? What are you thinking on the approach to the police station, given Louis' background?
Louis is really thinking, or he's like, I don't know, should I just stay in the car? I mean, like, I don't have any warrants or anything, but...
Would your prints be in the system?
Yeah. Yeah, they would. We're in a different city, though, right? You know, I'm from New York. But, like...
And we've got our credentials. They have no reason to suspect you.
I don't, like... Why don't I just, like... I'll go in with you. You guys take the lead here.
What's in your wardrobe? Do you have any suits? Let's suit up, gentlemen.
I mean, I'm in a different city. I'm living out of a duffel bag, man. Like,
do you have a suit in the duffel bag?
No.
Right.
Does anybody have any money?
That's a good question. I mean, Finnegan's probably pretty wealthy.
I mean, they're both doctors, though one of them does spend his life living in a yurt in Burma. So
I'm just saying.
After probably having given up his fortune, Finnegan's probably
is like a professional grifter. He's like,
yeah,
and celebrity psychologist. You've got money, so you could probably get.
Can we pop by a Joseph A. Bank and just get like an off the rack suit for everyone to make us look like feds?
Finnegan shakes his head. And he's like, Joseph A. Bank, please. You can dream bigger, Louis. And smash cut to them going to Prada.
It's just like
there's, runway scene.
Is the, like where Louis coming out like wearing a suit, and you guys are shaking your head no, like
shaking head no. Comes out like a tiger stripe form fitting three piece, and Fitting is like, that's the one.
All right, so you guys get your suits on. You head your way, head over to the police station.
We have suits that make us look like feds, not like traditional 70s FBI pimps.
Cool, okay. Got it.
If that's the all fiction right that you have constructed in your head, sure.
All right, you guys walk into the station. It doesn't seem like anybody bats an eye. Just some fucking feds in suits coming in. You go to the front desk, I assume. You talk to a guy there. What are you trying to do here?
Flash the badges.
Okay. So, yep. FBI. What do you guys want? What do you want?
We were looking for some information on a girl named Sally. Oh, it's Sally. Okay. It's her alias, I believe.
He kind of flips through. It's like, there's somebody visiting. I don't know why I'm flipping through this. I saw Hi Sally a little while back. She was coming back and trying to check on her boy.
Who's a boy?
A boy.
Who are you guys again? And give me a bureaucracy roll, please.
Whoever's talking? Or what?
Yeah. Whoever's talking.
And again, I guess? Mm.
Okay.
Well, all of you, any of you, it's fine.
What about, like, a
success,
because you just introduced and you said you got okay, that's fine.
He just like re-emphasizes, he reflashes his FBI badge.
It's like, oh, okay, all right, you guys have jurisdiction, so I guess I can share these details with you. Yeah, the guy who Sally is looking after or trying to get out, she's in here all the time, but this asshole Brown, Rufus Leroyal Brown, I think we call him Rufy, he's out back. I don't know where Sally is, but yeah, he's in here.
What was he busted for?
What?
I have a guess.
Heroin.
Not what I would have guessed.
Heroin charge.
Yeah,
that's a
they're in and out all the time, whole bunch of different things. But I don't know. I think Sally just stepped out, but you guys can decide.
What is
you have jurisdiction. You tell me what you need.
What does she look like? Blonde, brown hair, white. She black.
Yeah, she's like pretty fair skinned. She's pretty tall.
Okay. You said she. Do you think she's
Hi Sally?
You think
she
stepped out?
Because she's real tall.
Oh, that's why she's that's high.
Just stepped out.
Stepped out of the station.
Yeah, you should just be outside.
Listen, hey, and he's gonna kind of lower his voice. You guys, like, Rufy ain't going nowhere. I say we
let's find Sally.
You step outside, and there's no Sally to be seen.
Can I roll an alertness or something to see if? Is this, it's just
what do you mean, like the courtyard? We're in the courtyard or something?
Oh, like
the
parking
station?
Lot out front.
Yeah, you pop your head outside.
Oh, the parking lot. Okay.
Sally's not there.
Fuck.
Well, did someone roll alertness?
Jean rolled a luck roll for us.
I gave you a luck roll for
that. Oh, we can't roll anything.
It was pretty much 50-50 whether you were going to see Sally.
Well,
but we should probably call it at this stage, just to wrap up on time. Okay. Brad, is there something?
One last. I was just gonna suggest maybe we could look at the cameras around the police station and see what she drives with our badges.
Hey, we could ask. I mean,
did you learn how to do that at NASA?
No, I learned it in Night Court, the show.
Finnegan looks a little impressed for the first time.
It's hard to impress him.
Yeah. All right, so you guys find yourselves at the police station. Now's a good time. I think you made some good progress. We met a new friend on our journey.
Have we made good progress?
Yeah, I think so. Compared to previous sessions, having the brain
introducing a new character, I think it's good progress that we're not still in the car at the market.
100%.
It is a new day. We're in a new place.
Mm-hmm. And something worth noting, you guys have some kind of a... There's a tie over that thing in space, that weird geometry that happened in space. Yeah. There's a link, possibly.
Yeah, I mean, that's wild. Like, the fact that we have Walter, who is... That's
good. By the way, this Walter thing, this is a coincidence. I didn't even think of this. And that experience, I don't know if they intended on this, but there may be some tie over. And very I'm cool. glad that Brad chose Walter. Yeah.
Cool.
Thank you, John.
Yeah, man.
It was fun.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
John, every time, stellar. Everyone listening, everyone watching, thank you for being here with us. We super appreciate it every single time. Please, if you're listening, watching, or whatever on like Spotify or Apple or even on like YouTube Music, like, hey, leave us a review. Give us a good positive rating. Mention us to a friend. You know, if you know someone who likes a good podcast, and tell them the Green Box Gaming crew has a few things going. If you really like what you hear, you want to get it a week early. You want to get access to our sanity check stuff, and some of the other Patreon exclusive stuff. Head on to Patreon. That's only $3 a month. It really helps us with our hosting fees and stuff. And I would like to thank a new member, a new contributor, who's, I'm 99% sure this is not their real name, which is why I'm going to read the whole thing. Thank you, Lunatics Haberdasher.
Lunatics Haberdasher.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. For joining us. It's good to have you.
What if it is their real name? You just docks.
It's a very unique name, so it's going to be really easy to find. But yeah, we really appreciate it. I think we've got another one locked and loaded, don't we? We have another another session ready to go?
We do.
Okay.
We do.
Those watching live, stay tuned. We're going to do another one. We're going to take a break. Everyone else, though, I think we'll catch you next time. Jean. You want to take it? It's your time to shine. It's finally your time to shine after an hour of that.
It's been a while, though. It's been a minute.
Did you write it down?
Everybody, thank you very much. I wrote it down. It's on the back of my hand. Yeah. Remember, everybody. No, remember, stay safe and stay sane. Thank you for joining us.
Bye.
Later.
Goodbye.